talking with Matt Mueller from the southwestern part of our state. Matt, first of all, let's talk a little bit about conditions in your area. You're in the Jackson County area. Tough year for your wheat crop, and obviously now there's how much cotton really is going to be made down in your part of the world?
Cotton production is going to be maybe 10% of normal, maybe even less. Every day it's dropping more. I honestly believe some cotton gins will not even operate this year. But it's just it's unbelievable at the abandonment rate.
I guess what we've got, obviously, some irrigated cotton in that southwestern corner of the state. Even that's having trouble, right?
Oh, yes. There's a large chunk in my county, and over 40,000 acres get irrigated out of a lake project. For the first time in my life, the dam was shut off in mid-July because we ran out of water. So that cotton that even though it got two or three drinks of water on time early, when the dam shut off, has continued to heat and dry. That has shriveled up and probably at this point in time does not look like it'll even harvest.
So really, is it almost a total wipeout as far as any spring planted crops?
Yes. In my case, I planted 1,000 acres of cotton. I do have a few wells, even though the water quality is very marginal, limited. I think at best case scenario, I'm looking at harvesting 100 acres now. And I think that's a general tone. There are very large farmers in my community who have no cotton left standing. They've already disastered it out. So it is the worst. I wasn't alive in the 50s, but I would think you'd have to go back that far to find it this bad.
Right. Let's shift gears if we might, because you're part of this Farm Bill Committee that Oklahoma Farm Bureau has assembled. You've had a chance to do a lot of discussions. I know that at least some of your folks, I don't know if you were involved with conversation with Congressman Lucas. What do you see Farm Bureau's priorities kind of being boiled down to at this point?
Our priority is, number one, focused on maintaining a healthy crop insurance structure. And I think it's good that all the ag industries, we get feedback not only from our members, but we hear other people talk. That is the focus, because that is what is keeping us in business right now. And so that has got to be the foundation. We want to focus on revenue safety net. Now, that may take several different forms, but protection from persistent droughts, because that's affecting our long-term APH or yield trend lines. And then also, just because prices are very high today, you can go back to 2008 and see how quickly things can turn around. And so if prices turn around, we would still like to have, you know, we don't want a guaranteed profit, but we do want a safety net so we can continue to take care of the food and fiber needs of this country.
National Cotton Council, you may be aware of this. I'm not sure if you saw their statement or not, but they had been one of the folks that Congressman Lucas and Senator Roberts had talked about, you know, one of the industries that really use that direct payment is important to them. They seemingly are backing away from direct payments, again, pointing towards some sort of a crop insurance product. Did that surprise you?
Yes, because they, like you said, they were one of the staunchest supporters of it. I think we just realized how tight dollars are in Washington, and we are looking at boiling down how do we use a few resources the wisest, and so I'm assuming that's the background they took in coming to this. Plus, I know another one of their concerns, and all of our concerns, we need to, if at all possible, within the realm of reality, satisfy the Brazilian dispute and get that behind us. Unfortunately, I think no matter what our resolution comes out to, they will always find something to complain about in our policy.